number eight will be first, that's 21-413. Morning.
Morning, everyone.
Your counsel, can you please identify yourself and your witness?
Good morning. My name is Attorney Cynthia Isalis, and I represent the Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection in this revocation hearing. And my witness is Officer Sue Asor of the Greenwich PD.
Can we spell officer's last name?
S-U space A space S-O-R. Oh, I'm sorry. I was incorrect. Please correct me.
S-U space A-H space S-O-R.
Thank you.
Counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
I would. We are here today because the appellant's pistol permit was revoked based on suitability grounds. We will present evidence that appellant flashed his weapon in an attempt to intimidate others.
Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I was wrongly accused of a crime that I did not commit.
Thank you, sir. Counsel, you may proceed.
Officer Sue Asor, would you please state and spell your name for the board?
First name Suyan, S-I-U-Y-A-N, last name Sue Asor, S-U space A-H space S-O-R.
Where are you currently employed?
Greenwich Police.
And what do you do there?
I'm a patrol officer.
Can you speak up, officer?
What town?
Greenwich.
Greenwich, okay. Thank you.
And how long have you been employed as a police officer?
Since 2017.
Okay. And were you working at the Greenwich PD on September 19, 2020?
Yes.
And were you dispatched to a call for service regarding a breach of peace?
Yes.
And where were you dispatched to?
To the cleaners on Mason Street, right across the street from the Honda dealership at the time.
I'm going to be referring to your arrest warrant application. May the witness refer to her record of the arrest warrant application. I believe it's been submitted by the appellant into the record.
Oh, absolutely. We submitted it, yes.
So, Officer Sue Asor, once you arrived to the cleaners, what did you witness when you got there?
I spoke to one of the employees from the cleaners who basically told me that there was an issue with a vehicle that was parked there. He tried to tell the person not to park there. The person then went across the street to Honda, and when he came back, again, he tried to tell him to move the car, at which point the person walked past where the car was parked and approached him and basically lifted his shirt to display a gun in the waistband and told him that if he wanted to keep talking that he could shoot him and he could kill him.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
can you just speak up a little bit?
A little bit.
Maybe
just,
even
cause there's
also
a lot of...
if you could move that foot, the microphone. I wonder if that's blocking a little bit, but we
I was going to say it's really you guys that, because it is picking up.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Need to be a little louder.
Microphone doesn't amplify it. You have to...
Yes. I met with one of the employees from the dry cleaners who told me that there was an issue about a vehicle that was parked in the dry cleaners parking lot. He advised this gentleman not to park the car there. The gentleman then left, walked across the street to the Honda dealership, and when he came back from the Honda dealership, he again told them to please move his vehicle. At this point, the gentleman approached him, lifted his shirt, displayed a gun that was in his waistband, and told him basically that he was cursing at him and basically telling him not to say anything to him, that he could kill him with the gun. And I think at some point he told him to shut the fuck up. Like that. Let me just check exactly because I think I quoted it. He was cursing at him to say something now, that he could shoot him and kill him if he wanted to say something, and to shut the fuck up.
Okay. Who did you speak with next?
I spoke to his supervisor.
So this is still at the dry cleaner. So you spoke with the employee who had engaged with the individual who made the threat, and then you spoke with that individual's supervisor. Is that correct? And what did the supervisor say to you?
that his employee came inside and told him, hey, you know, I asked this guy to move the car, the guy refused to move the car, he left to Honda. That he then went to Honda and told the gentleman to please move his car. The gentleman replied with like a, gave him some attitude and told him to give him 2 minutes. So then manager went back to the dry cleaners. While he was inside, his employee came back inside and told him that somebody threatened him with the gun, the gentleman threatened him with the gun. At this point, he ran outside to take a look. I think he also took a picture of the car and then also called the police.
Okay. Did they describe for you at any point in time what the individual looked like?
They did. I have to check. No. Subject was described as a black male, approximately 5'8", wearing a baseball hat and a red jacket.
Okay. And at the same time that you were speaking with employees of the dry cleaner, was a fellow officer speaking with employees of the Honda dealership?
I believe we went to the Honda dealership together.
Okay, okay.
That was the first person.
Okay, can you explain to the board what you encountered when you got to the Honda dealership?
When we got to the dealership, I spoke to one of the employees who told me there was an issue with a customer over the phone, that this customer called, engaged into some verbal argument with one of the managers, and during the phone call, he said he was going to drive down to the dealership. Shortly after, the gentleman showed up at the dealership. So this particular employee met with the gentleman to keep him separated from the manager who he spoke with on the phone. That while he was talking to the gentleman flicked his jacket, at which point he was able to see that there was a gun in the waistband underneath the shirt. So he tried to be apologetic to the gentleman to calm him down and walk him to the parking lot to get him out of the room of Honda that was full with customers and employees. That's when the manager from the cleaners came and asked him to move the vehicle. And then he left shortly after that.
Okay. Was it your impression, based on speaking with employees of both the dry cleaner and the Honda dealership, was it your impression that that gentleman purposely flashed his weapon at them? Okay, and was it your impression that that individual not only purposely flashed his weapon, but also made threats against the lives of those individuals?
Yes.
Okay. Did you eventually determine who that gentleman who flashed the weapon was?
Yes.
And how did you do that?
We asked the dealership about the phone call that they received. They knew the person's name. They did not know the person's name immediately, but they checked the caller ID, and the caller ID displayed the appellant's name, at which point the other officer on scene, Officer Carino, asked our dispatch to call that number to ask the gentleman to respond back to the police department. Then we went back to the police department to wait for the gentleman's arrival. He did not show. At that point, Officer Carino called him, during the phone call, he confirmed that he was the same person from the caller ID. And it was also confirmed
I'm just going to interrupt. So the appellant confirmed he was the same person from the caller ID at the Honda dealership?
Yes.
Okay. Proceed.
And the same name also came up with the phone call from the dispatch made. And so at that point, I used the phone number to do a knob in law enforcement search, which also revealed that the phone number was a match to the name on the caller ID.
Okay. Did you also do a DMV query for that information?
I did.
Okay. What other steps did you take? Did you at some point try to arrange a photographic lineup?
We did. I did.
Okay. Can you explain to the board that process?
So for our department, we request a photographic lineup be done by the forensics department. They take a picture of the suspect, which I believe they use the DMV blowback photo along with the other photographs that they use. They create the packets, and then it's administered by an officer that is not related to the actual investigation. So the photo array was conducted with both of the employees from the cleaners, but neither one of the employees were able to identify the suspect out of the lineup.
Okay. Did you ultimately, based on the information that you did have, including the open law enforcement source and including the DMV query, did you ultimately issue an arrest warrant for the appellant's arrest?
I submitted an application, which was then signed.
Okay. And did the appellant eventually turn himself in on that arrest warrant, as far as you know?
He did.
Okay. Do you know when that happened?
Not off the top of my head.
If I say October 21st, 2020, does that seem accurate?
Yes.
Okay. One last thing. Can you explain to the board your impression about the witnesses? Did they seem scared? Did they seem concerned? What was your impression when you met with the witnesses?
The employee that was directly threatened with the gun was very scared and also concerned to participate with the police due to his legal status and due to having a family. I informed him that we in Greenwich Police don't contact immigration per se unless they contact us. Or however their process is, but that this was about his safety. Therefore, he was able to provide me with the written statement and was able to participate in the photo lineup. But he did have questions and he was concerned because he has a family and he has children, and he was concerned that the subject was going to come back to his place of employment.
Thank you. I have no further questions for this witness.
Thank you, Counselor. Sir, and just so everybody knows, cross-examination, I'm going to ask this man if he would like to cross-examine the officer. All that means is asking the witness questions, just knowing that you're going to have a chance to present your case in a few minutes. So do you have any cross-examination for the officer based on her testimony?
Yes. When I was called by, I'm sorry, I don't remember the officer's name, and you guys told me that an incident happened, and it was involving a weapon. I told the officer on the phone, can you check the cameras? Because this is Greenwich, it's a very wealthy area. There should be cameras at the Honda dealership and the dry cleaners. I asked you guys to check the cameras. Did you guys check the cameras?
We tried, but there was no video footage.
All right. Also, when you did the double blind lineup, as you stated, they weren't able to identify me. Did they give any identification at all in regards to me?
They were not able to identify you out of the lineup.
All right, so in your opinion, can I say your opinion? Or does it have to be?
You can ask her whatever.
With your opinion, do you feel that that was enough evidence to file for an arrest warrant when I was not identified?
I had enough probable cause to submit an arrest warrant for the judge to determine if it was okay for them to sign.
All right. Is there any way that I can explain what
that's
actually happened?
Next. Okay. We're going to be able to ask her questions, and then we'll get to your side of the case. Okay. Does the board have any questions of the witness? Attorney Smith.
Okay. Just one question. Was the appellant wearing a red jacket and a baseball cap?
That's what the witnesses said.
Okay. But when the witnesses at the witnesses who was threatened and the witness at the Honda dealer?
Let me double check.
Okay, thank you. Seems like identification of the appellant is a critical issue here, so we want to.
I
the employee from the cleaners related he was wearing a red Chicago Bulls jacket and a baseball cap. His manager, his boss, related he was wearing a red jacket and a baseball cap. And the employee from Honda related that with the right and left side of his red jacket.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Chief?
Did you have any contact with the appellant or the suspect on that day?
No.
Did anyone from Greenwich PD?
Face-to-face contact?
Yeah, face-to-face.
No.
Were you involved in the arrest?
No.
Do you know if during the arrest, or is there a record that he made any statements during the arrest, either denial or admission?
I do not know, but I can check the report if you'd like. So the report just states he responded, he was processed accordingly, and then he was released.
Other questions? Seeing none, any other witnesses?
No other witnesses, but I intended to cross-examine the appellant if he's to testify.
Do you want him to go first, or do you want to call him?
He seemed to indicate he's going to testify.
Sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
All right, so I don't remember the exact incident happened, but I got into a very bad car accident, and so I called Greenwich Honda because they had a specific car that I wanted, and it was the only one in, it was the only one in Connecticut. It was a Honda Civic Type R, so it was a very limited car. So I called them, and then I asked them what was the current MSRP that they were selling the vehicle for. They told me that they were selling it for $50,000, and on the actual MSRP of the vehicle was $37,000. So I asked to speak with the sales manager. The sales manager then said, if you don't like the effing price, then don't effing buy the car. So then I said, excuse me, you can't talk to someone like that on the phone. So I asked to speak with the general manager. The general manager did the same thing. So I said, that's not how business should be conducted. So I said, okay, keep that same energy, which is it's a slang term. So like to make sure that you keep that same accordance and that same attitude. So I went there to file a formal complaint so I could get the people that I spoke to's information, get their business cards, and actually file a complaint with Honda of America. As I did provide in the email that I did show one of the, I'm not sure what to call them, the complainants, one of the people I spoke to's business card, which I believe his name was Zach. I went to the dealership. It was a Sunday afternoon. I assumed the dry cleaners was closed, so I just parked in the parking lot and I walked across the street. By the time I was at the Honda door, which was across the street, some guy yelled across the street, "You can't park there." I said, "Just give me 2 minutes," because I assumed the business was closed. So I said, "Give me 2 minutes." I ran inside because I was just coming to get a business card. So I went to the desk. And I asked who was the general manager, and then I got their information. I took pictures of both of the people I spoke to on the phone and got their business card so I could file my formal complaint. There was no separation. There was no needing to separate me from the manager. As you can see in the picture, he was sitting behind the desk, and the desk is about this size, and then there was a computer screen on top. And to say that they saw me flick my jacket and saw a gun under my shirt, is inconceivable because the guys are sitting eyesight with me. I'm not a tall guy, I'm only 5'8". He would have to be able to see through that computer monitor to see anything that would be on my waist. So that didn't make any sense. So when I spoke to them, they said they don't want to continue this conversation inside because it might wear off the other business, the other customers in the dealership. So I said, okay, that's fine. I don't want you guys to lose any business. Let's go outside and talk about it and have a conversation so you don't affect your business. Because I just wanted to be treated fairly. I didn't really care about having anybody else shop with them. So I said, let's go outside. We talked outside. And then once I was speaking outside with the general manager and the two salespeople that spoke to me over the phone, I was grabbed on my shoulder. And so I was grabbed on my shoulder, I turned around, and it was the employee from the laundromat or the dry cleaners, and he told me, can you move the car? So this is midst of COVID, and I kind of had an attitude because he went between the 6 feet and he actually touched me, and then he was in my face telling me to move my car. And I said, okay, give me 2 minutes, we're getting done here, because we were literally in the end of the conversation. I said, give me 2 minutes. And then once I said that, he said, okay. He walked across the street. I shook the guys at Honda's hands, said thank you for the business, and they even offered to sell me the car at MSRP. And I said, no, thank you, I don't feel comfortable doing the business here. And then I got on the phone while I was still shaking their hands, and I called my girlfriend because I had a couple errands to run. And then I was talking to her, and then I was walking to my car. I got in my car and left. After I left, about 15 to 16 minutes later, I got a call from Greenwich Police Department. And then I spoke to the officer on the phone, I do not remember their name. He told me that there was an incident in the Honda, and I was like, I asked him what incident occurred. And then he told me that I had a weapon and that I flashed a gun, which I was not carrying a gun. And I provided the picture of the item that they described as a gun, which was my cell phone, which is green. And if you look at the police report, it says that my gun that I flashed was green. I'm sorry, I see the picture right there. It's not in color, but I believe the people that, yeah, it's green and it flashes. And you can also see there's a dollar bill there, which a dollar bill is green. So I didn't have a gun on me. I had nothing on me at all. And I only went there for a business card to file a formal complaint. I didn't go for any kind of trouble at all. That's pretty much the story that happened. And once they called, I said, if this was an incident at a Honda dealership, please check the cameras. Everything that you said happened did not happen. And they told me that they would give me a call back. They gave me a call back and then they asked me to come to Greenwich. And so once they did that, I said, can you please give me a couple minutes? I'm going to call my lawyer, which I then called my lawyer, and then my lawyer told me, do not go back there because they said you had a firearm and we don't know what they're gonna do. And so I told my lawyer, okay, that's fine, I will, you know, I'll listen to what you say because he's a lawyer, so I took his advice. And I got another call from the police. They said that we're gonna need you to come in. So I explained to them, my lawyer said, don't come in for you guys to work with him. And then if you guys, you know, issue an arrest warrant, I will turn myself in willingly, which Officer Suasor did get an arrest warrant, and she actually gave me a phone call too. I believe you gave me a phone call. And then when she gave me the phone call and said that they were looking for me, I was like, okay, I'll come turn myself in the next morning because I had nothing to hide. So the next morning I went to the police station and turned myself in. And that was pretty much the situation.
Mr. Appellant, in Officer Suasor's arrest warrant application, did you have a chance to look at the phone number listed in that application for you?
No, I didn't, but I did not. I didn't get a chance to look at it.
May I show the appellant what is listed?
Yes, it is.
Okay. are you, you're saying you did not flash a gun, is that correct?
I did not have one on me.
Why do you think the dry cleaner staff called the police on you?
Because they're having an ongoing feud with Honda of Greenwich, because there's a parking issue there, which is why I parked in there. There's no parking on that street at all, so I'm guessing other Hondas, like other people that go to the Honda dealership park in that lot, and specifically that day, since my car was crashed, I drove my girlfriend's car, which was a Honda, so they assumed I'm probably a continuing customer of that dealership, so they had an issue with me parking there.
Okay. But do you recognize that it wasn't just the workers of the dry cleaner, but it was also the workers of the Honda dealership that complained to Officer Suasor that you had flashed a gun?
If that was the case, the Honda dealership would have called the police instead of the dry cleaners. Because I was at the Honda dealership for several minutes, and the Honda dealership did not call the police.
Okay. Are you making the argument to the board that there was another gentleman fitting your description on that day who flashed the gun at the dry cleaners and Honda dealership?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that that whole situation did not happen at all.
So you're saying to the board that both employees of the dry cleaner and the Honda dealership lied to the police?
I'm not saying that the Honda dealership lied to the police. I'm saying that the dry cleaners embellished the story. It was not the Honda dealership. The Honda dealership, there was no confrontation there. We had a disagreement about a business issue. We spoke, we shook hands, and I left. There was no arguments, there was no yelling, there was no cursing. It was a simple business card transaction and a couple pictures to follow phone
calls. Didn't you say the general manager walked you outside?
I stepped outside. I told him we should go outside to talk because he said that he was worried about his customers. So I advised him we can walk outside and we can finish our conversation up there.
I have no further questions for you, Pamela.
Board?
Okay. In the file we have, it shows that registered to you are three Glock pistols.
Yes.
Okay, it's a Glock 22, a Glock 23, and a Glock 27. That's correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, those guns, all the Glock guns have synthetic polymer plastic grip frames, right?
Correct.
So the part you grip is made out of plastic.
Correct.
Okay. And every one of those models, the G22, the G23, and the G27, they come with green plastic grips.
They do have variations of the models that do come in different colors, yes.
Right. So if someone were to take one of those guns and put it in their waistband with a green grip, that would be the part that somebody would see if that's what happened.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to make sure I understand. Two people, two different businesses, and I guess probably for the issue with identified that the appellant had a gun, correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's kind of, is that how you understand it also?
Yeah, that's, well, one business said I had it. Well, yes, they both said I did have a firearm.
And your argument is, if they saw a gun at the Honda dealership, they would have called the police?
Correct.
Well, maybe not. There's nothing that requires them to.
Yeah, but they're saying I was threatening, so if I was...
The Honda dealership would have said.
Okay, I guess. Yes.
So how do you explain that?
So, the Honda dealership was the one that caused me to go down there, because the way that they were speaking to me,
I'm sorry, how do you explain that two people from different businesses independently saw a gun in the waistband and that's what they reported to the police?
I can't explain why they would say that.
Nah, that's what I'm struggling with. I can't.
And my whole thing with that is that for them to say that I had a gun, it doesn't make any sense. Especially for me to threaten someone that had absolutely no interaction with me. It also stated on in the police report that when the gentleman that said I threatened him initially tried to make contact with him, I didn't engage with him at all. So why would I have any kind of animosity or anger towards that person when the people at the Honda dealership were the ones that cursed me out and told me unbearable things on the phone, and I went there, and I did not threaten anyone at Honda. We had a cordial conversation. It doesn't make sense for me to just lash out at someone.
The issue we're trying to resolve, at least I'm trying to resolve, is you described this incident exactly as a police, except for the gun. Right? You were at the dry cleaner, you got confronted, you didn't have to park there, you said just a couple minutes, you went over to the Honda. No confrontation, you said, but both people say you had a gun.
The guy that I spoke to was not the one that said I had a gun.
Two people did, and they were both at different places. One at the Honda dealership and one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't talk to that person. I only talked to the manager of the dry cleaners. I never talked to the person that filed the complaint on me.
But the question wasn't whether you talked to them, it was whether they saw it. After reporting they saw it. That's the issue. I mean, there's no debate about the incident happening.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Did you have a gun or not? You're saying no here, but at the time, two different people or two different businesses told the police what you did.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is that the guy that made the complaint at the dry cleaners that said I threatened him, I would have to be in his initial vicinity for me to threaten him. I didn't speak to that person. I spoke to the manager that walked across the street. I never went and spoke to anybody at the dry cleaners. That's what I was trying to say. Like, so the person that from the dry cleaners that did interact with me, he only said I told him give me 2 minutes with an attitude. He never said I had a gun. He never said he saw me a gun.
Someone.
No, I'm talking about the dry cleaners.
Okay, someone at the dry cleaners. You said you went to the Honda dealership to get the information to file a complaint with Honda.
Correct.
Did you file that complaint?
I wasn't able to because my lawyer told me not to because of the ongoing investigation. He told me not to file it.
I have a question.
Doctor.
What are the colors of the handles on your three Glock weapons?
I have two desert colors, kind of like his jacket.
Tan color?
Joe Stevens jacket.
Desert tan.
Yeah, it's a desert tan, and I have a black, which I have, the other one is black, it's a small one, 27 is black.
So you don't have, your three weapons do not have green handles?
No.
Okay. And let me just follow up on the dialogue you were having with the chief. The individual from the dry cleaner establishment who filed the complaint was not the same person who came over and grabbed you on the shoulder.
Correct.
Did you ever have any contact with the person who filed the complaint? Do you know who that is?
I never seen him face to face. All I heard was, you can't park there, when I was walking into the Honda dealership. So I never engaged with that person.
He was, and what distance was he from you?
It's across the street, so I'm saying probably 30, 40 feet.
Okay, and did he? And you were walking away from him?
I was walking my back.
So he saw hit your back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, difficult to see a pistol in your waistband from the rear.
From behind.
And at 30
and
feet.
And then I have a t-shirt and a jacket over it.
Okay.
If he's, that's what they sleep.
Who were the, you were in the lineup when there was a lineup at the police station?
No, they did a double blind lineup, and from my research, they basically do driver's license picture and other pictures that they do have, and the officer that doesn't know who the suspect is in the case, and they just give the pictures to the complainants.
And none of the complainants could identify you by your picture on your license, even though they could make claims against you that you were carrying a weapon and threatened them?
Correct.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Which, the identity of the appellant at the scene is not in doubt. Whether they picked him in the lineup or not, he admits here today he was the one that was involved in this incident. The only issue seems to be, did he have a gun on him? And did he
know to
see it, or did he
threaten?
I just
have one
question.
And what were you wearing that
night? I was wearing a black t-shirt and a big Chicago Bulls jacket, one of the little starter jackets. And a baseball hat, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Mr. Gray.
What's the status of your case right now?
The charges were dropped.
And so,
I don't have a
court's
record.
Done? Everything's dismissed?
Nope.
Thought that it was still going, but.
Did you have to use any programs?
I did because my lawyer was getting a little expensive, and I knew that I don't get in trouble, so I just accepted a program because I don't get in trouble.
Was that accelerated rehabilitation?
I believe, yes, AR, yes.
Okay, so the report we have says that the threat at the dry cleaners was after you came back from Honda. So this is what we have in the arrest warrant application. And I believe this is the employer continued to work outside when the subject, as you returned to the parking lot. The subject then continued to walk past his vehicle, and as he was getting closer to him, the worker, he, the subject, purposely lifted his shirt and showed he was carrying a gun within his waistband. That as the subject was showing the worker the gun, he was cursing at him, telling him to say something now, that he could shoot him and kill him if he wanted to say something and to shut the fuck up. The worker apologized to the subject and nervously attempted to tell him he got in trouble. So this was after. So you're saying that never happened?
That never happened.
So he made this up?
Yes. I got in the car and I left, and I believe I did submit my phone records and the pictures. There are timestamps on the pictures. The pictures that I took, I believe it was around, yes.
The pictures of the people at Honda?
Correct.
Yes.
There's timestamps, and I believe there was a text message that was sent.
Yes, what is that?
That was the conversation I was having during the discussion at Honda. So I was there taking notes on my phone and sending the pictures to my girlfriend at the time to stay in touch with her. And so the timestamps of the pictures show that once I took the pictures, I stepped outside, and then I got on the phone immediately. So I was on the phone having a conversation at the time, and I left when this person stated that I walked up to him and flashed a gun at him. If you look at the timestamps on the phone calls, it shows literally I was on that phone call for 15 minutes, and then the next call that came in was the police department. So I have my witness is not here. The person that was on the phone call is not here, but it shows that I do have a witness of the timestamp that they're saying that this did happen. And that's why I told them to check the cameras, because the situation did not occur. If the cameras were there, would have showed me walk to my car and drive along.
Other questions by the board? I'm assuming you don't have any other.
For the issuing authority, if I may.
Of course.
Are we clear that his criminal charges from this case have been dismissed by the courts?
Yes.
So they've heard the same arguments.
He benefited from AR.
Oh, and had AR.
Yeah.
How long was your, do you know how long the AR lasted?
Well, it was supposed to be a year, but it was way longer than that because the case happened in 2020 and I just finished in January.
Do you know, all right, I know that there was a lot of continuances during COVID, so you may have had a delay applying to the program.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know the date that you were accepted in the program versus the date it ended?
I believe it was October 2022, 21, and then I completed it October 2022. That's the date that it was supposed to end, but since they had more continuances, it ended January 2023.
So
the year. Were there any programs involved in that, firearms training, anything you had to complete to successfully?
No, just don't get in trouble at all. And so it was 3 years that I didn't get in trouble, much less a speeding ticket.
Other questions? Do you have any other witnesses?
No, not at this time.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Can I speak directly to the board?
Yes, we prefer to.
All right, so I have my pistol permit since I believe I was 21. I had a bad situation where I was attacked with my pregnant girlfriend, and so I had the police department come out, and it didn't really help much. So I decided to get the pistol permit for myself to protect me and my girlfriend and my children. I have never been in trouble. I don't get in trouble. I had a clean record my whole life. I don't get into any trouble at all. This was just a weird occurrence of, I can't even explain it. It doesn't make any sense at all, the situation. I just want you guys to take into account that if you guys can go back and check my lifelong history, I've never been in trouble, always been employed, finished school, I worked for a prestigious tech company. I'm not the type to go around threatening anybody. Some people do get intimidated by me because of the way I dress sometimes, so it does give off the appeal that I'm from the streets, but I'm not. I'm just a regular citizen that wants to be able to protect myself and my family when I need to.
Thank you, sir. Council, closing statement.
Yeah, so I'm going to read from something that's already part of the record. It's a statement from one of the witnesses from the dry cleaner shop, and it's in Spanish. I'm going to obviously translate it for the board. It says, and he threatened to shoot me, and he told me that he could kill me. I thought he was going to kill me. That's why I told my boss to call the police. Now I am scared for my life, and I'm scared that he's going to return to my job. He threatened me my life, and I am afraid for my family. I have two children. That is a statement from one of the witnesses that's part of the record in Spanish. Now, the issuing authority is concerned that if a minor inconvenience will lead the appellant to do something like this, he will not be able to restrain himself in more challenging times. We therefore ask the board to rule in favor of the issuing authority.
Thank you, Council.
There's a revocation by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. Revocation is for suitability. The basis of the revocation incident occurred in October of 2020. Greenwich Police received a complaint from a cleaners regarding a parking issue in which the appellant allegedly, after parking in a spot for cleaners, and went over to a Honda dealership. One of the employees asked the appellant not to park there. The appellant allegedly lifted up his shirt, displayed a firearm in his waistband, and threatened the employee. When Greenwich PD arrived, the appellant had left. The appellant, Greenwich PD, during the investigation, interviewed employees at the Honda dealership. Knowing that the Honda dealership made any complaint regarding the appellant threatening them, but one of the employees there also stated they observed the appellant open his jacket and was able to see a firearm on him. Everyone's agreement that the subject of this complaint is the appellant. The only thing that is in question is whether the appellant had a firearm on him that day. The appellant complained he did not have a firearm. He did not have an argument with anybody. He just went to the Honda dealership to file for a complaint. The appellant was arrested but received AR charges.
Comments by the board? Attorney Sinetti?
You know, one statement that was just made by Attorney Overturf, interesting, it says the question is whether or not there was a gun present. It's almost irrelevant if there was a gun present, because people thought there was a gun present, and he said, I can shoot and kill you if you say something. And that alone, from a pistol permit holder, is the kind of conduct that kind of raises questions as to the suitability of the person with the permit. So, you know, I mean, whether the gun was there or not, to say that he was going to shoot and kill someone, if that's indeed what he said, that's problematic.
Other comments? Seeing none. Dr. Conrad.
I find this decision very vexing. I find the statements by the issuing authority and the officer compelling. I also find the presentation by the appellant compelling. I guess I'm going to abstain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
No, not the case I thought it would be from the pre-review. I'm going to go appellant.
I'll
issuing authority.
Chief votes his way. Chair votes issuing authority.
Thank you for taking it out of order. I appreciate that.
That's 4-1 with an abstention by Dr. Connor. In favor of the issuing authority.
Well said.